Hello and welcome to the Something to Think About podcast. I am your host, Andre Palmer. We've been looking on for the past few weeks, the last few episodes about unbelief. We set the foundation that we should be careful of what we pay attention to. It is something that develops over time. We also looked on how it actually looks like, how we are slow to believe persons and God because of the condition of our heart. We actually look on that the fact that the state that we're in when we have difficulty believing anything is the fact that we are stubborn and our heart is hard towards the word of God. Now this week we're going to be looking closely at why persons cannot believe, or why is it difficult for you and I to actually believe anything. For that we turn to John 5 verse 44, and it says, Jesus says, how can you believe when you accept each other's praise and don't look for praise that comes from only God? I repeat, how can you believe when you accept each other's praise and don't look for the praise that comes from the only God? This is actually a question. So the foundation now for the lack of belief, or why persons can't believe, is that instead of looking for the praise or the answer, the approval that comes from God, they actually look to either within themselves or from other persons. And the thing is, you actually can't believe God unless God himself calls you. So the thing is, now, when you seek praise or approval from other persons, it actually sets you up in a very dangerous position. So here's the thing. You want to do something. Hey, I'll probably call a friend and say, hey, I'm thinking about losing some weight or starting a business or whatever it is, and I plan to do this, and this is what it's going to look like. I'm going to pay for the gym membership, and I'm going to the gym every day, and da, 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 and whatever. And you're very excited about the idea. And then your friend actually looks at you and tells you, hey, I don't think that makes sense, you know. It's a very stupid idea. It's foolish, and I think that makes sense. Once you hear that response, you're crushed. It's like your world comes tumbling down and nothing makes sense, and you become angry. You feel bad, you want to cry, because the person that you actually trust and the one person that you think that can actually give you some validation about your idea says it's foolishness. And now I'm going to ask you the question now. Why do you give persons so much power over you? And that's a serious question to think about. Because if you are in a position where, hey, you don't have enough self-belief and you're thinking about doing something, instead of you saying that, hey, I'm going to try it, this idea makes sense, you have the confidence that it's going to work, but you have doubts about it because you want somebody to say, hey, it makes sense. It's like you want them to say what you're thinking. And that's a very dangerous position to be in. And actually seeking approval from persons can actually keep you stuck, because you have the desire for persons to validate what you are doing. They say that, hey, you know, you're good enough, hey, you know, you can try it, hey, you know, say it makes sense for you to actually go about doing this thing, hey, run with the something, because we think we need something like that. Not everybody going to say your idea is well worth it. Not everybody is going to give you a word of encouragement of how to come out of your difficult situation right now. You have to believe that, hey, you can actually make it. You have to believe that wherever you are right now, that you can move from that position forward. And if you don't believe, then you're going to be in a position where, hey, unless somebody tell you that you can believe, then you're not gonna believe. But let's set a foundation here. In John 6:44, Jesus said that people cannot come to me unless the Father who sent me brings them to me. I will bring these people back to life on the last day. So the thing is, no, people can't believe God unless God calls them. And unless God calls them, there's no way in which that whatever people say about God, you're not going to believe it unless God actually calls you. But then there's the other side of the coin. Because of where you are, you won't recognize the call of God, because your mind is blind towards what God is doing. In John 12:40, it says, God blinded them and made them close-minded so that their eyes don't see and their minds don't understand, and they would never turn to me for healing. So here's the thing. You will not see based on where you are right now and your position. your closed-minded and your lack of understanding will make it difficult for you to believe that there is a way forward, that there is a different way, or there is a different solution to the problem that you're actually facing right now. Your mind is closed towards it. Why? Because you're stubborn. Your heart is hard towards God, and you're actually doing things that is actually out of line with what He says in His word. So your truth and His truth is not the same based on where you are right now and the situation that you're in right now. And the fact that you're closed-minded to the solution makes it difficult for you to believe whether or not there's a way out. And the other thing is that no matter what miracles Jesus performs in your life, there's no way in which that you're going to see it. But if I'm doing those things and you refuse to believe me, then at least believe the things that I'm doing, then you will recognize that the Father is in me and that I am in the Father. So the thing is, no, you see the miracles, you refuse to believe. We mentioned this in one of the previous episodes. And Jesus is saying that at least recognize and believe what I'm doing. Because as you know, actions speak louder than words. So if you say it and do it at the same time, it's more believable. But one of the things is that's preventing you from believing is that the fact that you are closed-minded towards what God is doing. And here's the thing. Because of your constant moving and you're moving, life is very fast-paced and you're constantly on the move, doing what you're supposed to do and blah, blah, blah. And you're thinking about these things and all that negative self-thought that has built up over the years is repeating itself. You're actually in a position where it makes it difficult because you're so locked in what you're doing right now that you actually don't stop to see the solution. In Isaiah 44 verse 19, it says, "No one stops to think. No one has enough knowledge or understanding to say, I burned half of the wood in the fire. I also baked bread over the coals. I roasted meat and ate it. Now I am making the rest of the wood into a disgusting thing and bowing to a block of wood." Verse 20 goes on to say, "They eat ashes because they are deceived. Their own misguided minds lead them astray. They can't rescue themselves or ask themselves, isn't what I hold in my right hand a false God?" Because you're closed-minded, God is showing you the way. And we have been discussing that all over the period of the past few episodes. God has been showing you through people, through His word, through His actions, by His favor over your life and by miracles and whatever. But yet still, you refuse to believe that is actually God working on your behalf, trying to sort this situation out. But there's something that you're supposed to do, but you can't do it because you're closed-minded towards the solution. The answer is right in front of you, but you're doing something totally different because you believe that a false God can rescue you. And you're saying, like, you might say to me, say, "Yo, Dre, what kind of false God? I'm not an idol worshiper, blah, blah, blah." But here's the thing. What is it that you put before God? What is the idea that you have and the belief that you said that, hey, I'm not good enough or worthy for God to help me? Or is it that you're saying that God is not powerful enough to handle my situation? I doubt He can handle this. Or I'm not sure that I can achieve this goal. It is very difficult for me to move forward because I don't have all the answers. And I have so much questions and I am afraid to act or to try something to see if it's actually going to move me from point A to point B. And the thing is, because of all these lies and blockages that we have put up in our lives and we have buy into, we fail to see that, hey, whatever we're doing right now is not actually working. So based on that statement that Isaiah said in Isaiah 44 verse 19, is that the first step in order to actually move away from where we are is to stop and to think about what we are doing. Ask yourself several questions. Is what I'm doing working? Do I have enough information? Do I understand enough of what I want to achieve? The information will help you to understand and to answer some of those questions. What is it that I am doing that is working? What is not working? And to really stop and evaluate whether you have been deceived and misguided by the information that you already have now, and whether the information or the truth that you are buying into is actually true. And these are the things that can affect our relationship with God and in the long term. And it also affects our relationship with people because they actually have our interests at heart sometimes, and they're pointing us in a direction that can actually help us go forward. But because we're where we are, we're stubborn and close-minded, we refuse to actually even evaluate whether what they're saying makes sense compared to what we believe right now and what is actually the truth that God says in His Word. And the thing is, though, because of where we are, and we're close-minded to what God is saying, the position that we're actually in, based on what 2 Peter 2 verse 14 says, they're always looking for an adulterous woman. They can't stop looking for sin as they seduce people who aren't sure what they believe. Their minds are focused on their greed. They are cursed. So the thing is now, because of where you are, you're unsatisfied. You actually want a solution to a problem. But there's also a need to actually fuel the lies that you have been buying into. Say, hey, God is not there for me, and I'm good enough, I can't do this. And because of that system that you already have in place that you think is working, your mind is trained to look for that. So even when you're actually looking for a way out, you won't see the way out, but you will see the negative because your mind is trained to see the negative. And because you're closed-minded towards God, you'll never see Him because of where you are, unless you reposition yourself to actually saying, hey, God, I'm choosing to trust you right now through this situation. And the thing is, no, that system may include having other persons in our lives that, hey, we are depending on them to give us a validation. So if they don't tell us that we are good enough, we are never good enough. And if they don't tell us that, hey, we can do this thing, we never do it because we don't believe that we can do it because this person don't think we are worth it. Why give somebody so much power over your life? It's time for you to take back that power. It's time for you to give that power back to God, because God has given you everything that you need in order to move forward. But the question is, do you believe? That's something to think about. Thank you for listening. I'm Andre Palmer.